As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. Show me your facts. Show me your evidence and show me the law. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. We're going to be talking about that revolution in the air a bit today. Certainly be a part of it. Stay with us for the full 2 hours. And welcome to our Tuesday, February the 23rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, or at least news. Hard facts, certainly that, and we do advanced solutions on this broadcast. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're certainly not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air, and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. Excuse me. I got all those Canadians out of my throat. All the frogs. Excuse me. Again, you can send your ideas for guest show topics and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, as always, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me, as so many have done. What wonderful things I've received in my box this week. Incredible. DVDs, audio files, letters, flats, you name it. A nice chunk of mail certainly was worth driving into town for that. But again, you can send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. That's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter. That's E-X-E-T-E-R, Exeter, Missouri, the big mo to me, 65647. Once again, as we love to do each and every morning, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you all. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Please make a note of it. You can also find that and so much more at the oraclebroadcasting.com webpage. China shuns the IMF gold. We'll talk about that briefly. GM sheds brands, it's like going out of style, folks. Spiker buys Saab. Yeah, that's the automotive and financial stuff. Climate change agents, we're going to talk about that today. All these change agents out there creeping through the brush. We'll talk about carbon credits falling, cosmogony, planetary skins. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a lot of very interesting stuff out there, that's for sure. And, of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for Tuesday, February the 23rd, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading down $3.70 at $1,108.90. That's about 10 bucks off where we started last week. Silver off 24 cents in early trading at $15.97, tuck in behind that and below that $16 mark again. And we'll pick up all that and so much more on the other side of this first break. Stay with us. We'll be back in three.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with sonic plugs. Now get a free sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Tuesday, February the 23rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, getting underway, casting off the line, moving away from the dock. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Before we go into the rest of the market report and the news, we do have a caller. Let's find out who's on the line. Good morning, caller. Let's try it again. Hold on a second. Try that one more time.
You like blowing little boys. I think you like blowing little boys.
Sounds to me like we've got an idiot. Anyway, well, you go fishing out in this great ocean and sometimes you run across them. Anyhow, let's go back in and close out this market report for Tuesday. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We've got gold down $3.70, trading at $1,108.90. We've got silver off 24 cents, trading at $15.97. Platinum trading off $6 at $1,521 an ounce. Palladium down $2 at $439. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, $1,104.30 for a low. Getting down there, scratching that 1,100 mark again, and $1,121.90 for a high. We got, an $18 spread running in there, something like that. But at $1,108.90, your gold is yet up $117.40 an ounce year to year for an 11.84% return on your investment. And remember, last year, as the prices continued to go up and up and up, It is going to narrow throughout the rest, probably the rest of this year, these increases year to year, because we're going to have to be competing with records set previously. The London Gold Fix this morning, we've talked all about those boys in London before. If you're not familiar with the LBMA, you might want to go back and check those archives or visit their website. But the London Gold Fix, they set the price at $1,112. We're trading below that now. The SPDR Gold Shares this morning, reports off their website, 1,107.90 tons in their treasury for about $39.7 billion worth of that precious metal, ostensibly available for exchange-traded funding, that front-running and all of that stuff. It's all out there. It's going to be in the news. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed down 19 at 10,383. The NASDAQ was down 2 at 2,242. The S&P off 1, closing at 1,108. And the crude oil this morning, losing $1.41 and early trading at $78.90 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. Dollar Index, that Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s product, up 6 basis points, trades at 80.60, which impacts the foreign exchange rates in our little basket of currencies here. You know, little Timmy Geithner tiptoes through the tulips carrying his basket of currencies. Well, we've got one here in the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement. The Canadian dollar this morning down 3 basis points, trades at 96 cents U.S. The Mexican peso off 16 at 8 cents U.S. The euro backs down, continuing to back down, now down 31 basis points at $1.36 U.S. The British pound loses 25 basis points, trades at $1.55, and that Swiss franc way down from parity, losing 49 basis points, just as the RBS, the central bankers there in Switzerland, wanted. It's down at 93 cents U.S. today. So the bond market today, is 2-year bond is running at 0.86%. If you want to get into that U.S. Treasury bonded indebtedness, there you go. The 10-year is running 3.77, and the 30-year is at 4.71%. And in the mortgage markets, closing things out for this morning, the 15-year fixed mortgage moves down from 4.66% a month ago to 4.47, making it a little easier to qualify for a mortgage. The 30-year goes down from 5.14 a month ago to 5.12. Currently, we got 19 degrees here in sunny southwest Missouri. Humidity's running about 18%, colder than a well digger's boot heel, and it's partly cloudy and calm. Okay, lots of material on the browser this morning. I'm going to try this kind of a combination broadcast today and do what so many of the other hosts do, which is load up a bunch of stuff on your computer and then dig through it. Here's the first article. China unlikely to buy the IMF gold. Milling Stanley reporting here. This is in an interview with Bloomberg. The World Gold Council's George Milling Stanley reckoned that China was not a realistic buyer of the remaining 191.3 tons of IMF gold for sale. This is something that has been bandied around a bit, you know. Read a rather lengthy article in that regard last week, towards the end of the week, I believe it was, where many are looking at this IMF gold sale as just being another one of these, I don't know, I'm not going to say it, it's just one of these smoke screens. It really doesn't have a lot to do with much. If they sell off the quote-unquote last of their gold, why then they'd have nothing to report, right? So, not likely. But this article confirms that. London, contrary to much speculation among the pro-gold sector, the World Gold Council, you got to watch them. They do seem to be just a little bit bearish, for my taste. But the World Gold Council, they do like to sell a lot of jewelry. The World Gold Council feels that China is actually, quote, not a realistic candidate to buy all or any of the IMF's remaining 191.3 tons of gold, which is still up for sale. In an interview with Bloomberg, George Milling Stanley, the World Gold Council's New York-based managing director for governmental affairs, is quoted as saying, quote, "We're not surprised to see that China has not taken up any of the IMF's gold for sale and is far more likely to buy local gold production with which to bolster and diversify its currency reserves." And this is very much the case. We've been reporting on this for some time, as China has become basically one of the world's largest gold producers. and certainly one of the world's bigger buyers, trumping India. What value is it of them? What value is it to them to go out into the global marketplace, if you will, and buy gold when they can just, through the miracle of communism, appropriate whatever gold is mined and put it in their coffers? Well, there's a lot of credence to that. So that article's out there in the news this morning. Here's another one. As many of you know, or you might have been following the story, I'm rather fond of the Saab automobile, having ridden around in a Saab 99, I think it was. Oh, my, maybe not. Ever since I was just a tiny guy, you know, after my father sold his Packard, bought a Volkswagen microbus with the sunroof and all the windows around it for all of the children. We ran around in that a lot. He also had a Peugeot for a while, but then he bought a Saab, brand new, off the lot, so to speak. It's one of those things when you push the pedal down and it goes ring, ding, 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 ding. Well, it sounded like a chainsaw, and it's because it was a two-cycle engine. You had to pour oil in the gas tank when you put in the gas. But anyway, dandy automobile, freewheeling, very economical to drive, comfortable, flat floorboards, front-wheel drive. It really got through the snow fantastically. Anyway, it was a really nice car, and it wasn't until 94 that I finally sold that car for my father, but together with another fine Saab that he'd had rebuilt. But that car and the Saab itself is a pretty good line, but also understand that Saab is a military aircraft producer as well. But this Saab, GM's sale of Saab to Spiker likely to close this week. Here's off Bloomberg. Ola Kananda writes, well, we'll have to find out what Ola and Katie have to say about Saab right after these words from our sponsors. Stay with us.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies. agency's violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we'll go back to Troll Hutton and continue our Saab story here. GM sale of Saab to Spike-Flex closed this week. Good news, really. In many regards, I'd hate to see Saab go by the boards, but that's not likely to happen. General Motors company sale of Saab automobile to Spiker Cars will probably close this week, moving the Detroit car maker closer to trimming its U.S. brands by half. Two executives involved with the deal said Spiker officials are meeting with GM lawyers in Stockholm, Sweden that is, and may complete the deal as early as today. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Said one of those people and another familiar with the proceedings who asked not to be identified because the discussions aren't public. Well, that's kind of a nice way of looking at it. But GM, of course, is pairing off the Saab, the Hummer, and Pontiac, and Saturn to trim its U.S. brands to 4 from 8. The completion of the 14-month effort to sell Saab would save the 72-year-old carmaker from extinction, allow about 3,500 workers to keep their jobs, and keep the Trollhättan Sweden-based company's 1,100 dealers in business. That's great for Saab, they say, and its employees, but at the same time now starts a huge challenge, said Martin Skuld, an auto industry researcher at the Stockholm School of Economics. So we got the London School of Economics, you got the Council on Foreign Relations, and you got the Stockholm School of Economics, and of course you got to know the Swedes had the first blockhead, who was the Secretary General of the United Nations. So anyway, that's socialism all over the place. Socialism all over the place. But that's what's happening there. Let's close out of that one. Jump right on here. Let's go there. Close this one. All right. The main course of the day, we're going to be talking about climate change. We're going to be talking about Nibiru, Planet X, cosmogony. Maybe we'll even touch on a little bit of quantum physics, if we have time, quantum theory. Anyway, that's where we're going to go. So let's start here. This is an article off of Bloomberg this morning. Climate change. Climate change fervor cools amid a disputed science. You can find that up on the www.bloomberg.com website by Kim Chapman. She writes this. He, she, or otherwise, it writes this. U.S. Representative Bob Inglis went from climate change skeptic to a believer 4 years ago, as opinion leaders from Al Gore to General Electric Company Chief Jeffrey Immelt called for laws to curb global warming. We've talked in the past, visited with Mr. Dicey's work, how opinion shapes law and legislation. Opinions, you know, they're like elbows. We're often born with more than one, and they're easily bent to suit whatever purpose might be at hand. But here, again, the opening paragraph, the opening sentence, Representative Bob Inglis went from climate change skeptic, in other words, he had a sense of reason, to believer 4 years ago, as opinion leaders, in other words, dialoguing into consensus building, the change agents got to him, and Bob Inglis was converted to the Al Gore insania. But opinion leaders from Al Gore to General Electric Company Chief Jeffrey Immelt, or Immelt. Now, the ice caps are melting, Jeffrey, called for laws to curb global warming. Today, Inglis, a South Carolina Republican, is a convert who's watching the public become more doubtful. Here's a quote. I have many people saying, now don't you see the problem with the science, said Inglis. who dismissed global warming until about 2006 when scientists showed him evidence in the ice of Antarctica. I don't know whether they were hanging him out of the helicopter and threatening to drop him on the ice in Antarctica, but anyway, I don't know what evidence you might find in the ice of Antarctica to convince you that men on the planet Earth are responsible for climate change. You'd really have had to been, I don't know, maybe he dropped out of school at the 7th or 8th grade like most people in the United States have done. 3 years after former Vice President Gore won a Nobel Peace Prize, or a Nobel Prize, for sounding the alarm, alarmist, extremist, eco-Nazi, a Nobel Prize for sounding the alarm on climate change, and GE, whose equipment generates about one-third of the world's electricity, well, you know where their interests lie, joined a coalition of companies, they use that word, you know, it's so hard for Jorge Bush to build a coalition to go into Iraq. If it hadn't been for that super socialist Blair, joined a coalition of companies pushing for a cap on the greenhouse gases. Public concern is flagging, along with U.S. and global efforts to mount government responses. So kudos to everyone in the alternative media. We are actually having an effect. Public concern is flagging. Polls find more Americans questioning whether human activity is leading to climate change or whether the trend is so dire as to justify reshaping U.S. energy use during an economic slump. I might add, at any time, as the usurper has proposed, record snowfalls in the U.S. are also fueling doubts. It's 19 degrees here in sunny southwest Missouri. 86% humidity under calm skies this morning. Certainly not experiencing. It's 42 degrees inside of my house, by the way. Here's a quote. The consensus of anybody who studies American opinion has to be that there's less concern rather than more on global warming, said Frank Newport, editor-in-chief or editor of thieves of the Gallup Organization, a Washington-based polling company. Sad day. The latest blow to those urging action against global warming came last week when Ivo de Boer said he would step down as the United Nations climate chief, 2 months after 193 countries meeting in Copenhagen failed to reach a binding agreement on curbing greenhouse gases. That's right, they returned a nope in Hagen. Their resignation may reduce the possibility that a worldwide market aimed at reducing carbon emissions is within reach, said Trevor Sikorsky, an emissions analyst for Barclays Capital in London. It's a sad day for the carbon market, and we'll be lucky to get somebody with Ivo's dedication and hard work as a successor. What are we talking about here? Money. Money, 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 money. UN carbon credits have fallen 13% on the European Climate Exchange in London since the start of the December, the Copenhagen meeting. The December Copenhagen meeting? That was October, which was aiming to set limits for emissions after 2012. The NENEX index, tracking shares of 86 companies involved in clean energy, had tumbled 12% since the talks. And then it goes on and on. Talks about Conoco, BP, Caterpillar jumping out of it. Caterpillar Incorporated, they're quitting the U.S. Climate Action Partnership. So much more here. So much more. I'm just going to let it go. Leaked emails, they talk about that. Long article. You can find out about it up on Bloomberg today. This is another one. I've gotten a whole gob and a bunch of these emails sent to me by our listeners, Chris and others, Vicky and others, bringing to my attention this idea of planetary skin. You know, I would leave it to Vicky to talk about the high-tech stuff. But I certainly understand the process here that they're showing. But there's a website out there. It's called Planetary Skin, if you want to browse it up, www.planetaryskin.org. And it says, what is a planetary skin R&D program? The challenge, flying blind in a complex and volatile world. Now, remember, start this broadcast out every morning. There's a revolution in the air. And there certainly is with all of these low Earth orbiting satellites and orbital technology they're building a planetary skin, and I think we should know about it. We'll pick that all up on the other side and continue. Your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, and just as a program note, I will remind you one more time that tomorrow I'll be joined for hopefully the full 2 hours by Elizabeth Steele. She's one of our listeners. She's perhaps listening this morning. She's from Missouri. She has written a book. It's titled Living Unplugged, the 19th Century Technology that Will Be Used in the New Millennium. In other words, we're going to look backwards a little bit, like Janice, look at the things in the past and look forward into the future. For those of you that might be holed up in cities and towns haven't had access to country lifestyle, well, tomorrow's your opportunity. You'll want to call in and talk with Elizabeth and I, because we're going to be talking about this idea of living unplugged. What's it like to make do and get by and get along without all of the claptrap and all of the cheap Chinese plastic crap and all of the electronic tippy-tappies, as we may be forced to do in this country as we return to a global feudalism, global serfdom. Anyway, do join us tomorrow. It should be a very interesting discussion. She's written a book that is certainly not going to teach your children anything about grammar, spelling, or editing skills. It's probably one of the most casual books I've ever read. But it's not a very long read, but it's loaded with good information. So if you want to get away from the Juris Doctorates and the PhDs and all of that nonsense and get into something that's down-earth and homey, and as a micro-issue, I say, of the great compendium, the Firefox books, which I also have in my library, this provides you with some carry-along, put it in your get-out bag, your go bag, put this little book down the bottom of the go bag, and it might save your bacon at the right moment when you need this information and you don't have it. Like, how do you skin a buck? How do you run a trot line? Country boys can survive, but only if they know how to do these 19th century skills. Now back to this revolution in the air, the idea of a planetary skin. You know, we talk about it on a regular basis on this broadcast. Agenda 21, the GIS, GPS, Global Governance System. What is a GIS and a GPS? It's Geographic Information Systems and a Geospatial System of three-dimensional coordinate geometry. And as we're going to find as we go along here, we're going to stay on this topic for the balance of the 2 hours here, another hour and a half to go. What you're going to find is that in this GIS, GPS, Global Governance Scheme, or System, the planetary skin ramps things up even higher as Cisco Systems and NASA combine together to enhance the interlocking grid of technologies that they call now, I guess, the planetary skin. Read all about it on the website, planetaryskin.org. But the challenge, they say here, flying blind in a complex and volatile world. And get ready, the change agent language is going to be all over us. The policies and actions that will help move the world to a low-carbon economy, you better make great hay with that while it still sells, and address the large-scale risk associated with climate change are profound and far-reaching. On the farm, we'd say, you better get your boots on, pull them up high. We're wading through the BS already in the first sentence. They require many different individuals and groups to take between them a vast array of small and large decisions every day. This is the Soviets, the councils, regional government, regionalism, and so on, consensus building. Today, those decisions are made with only partial knowledge of the possible options, benefits, costs, and risks. This could be understood as capacity building. Decision makers are, in essence, flying blind. Oh, we're going to give them some vision, all right. Man-made global warming or anything else, we're going to be surveilled as never before. Whether acting globally or locally, my friends, that's a very old phrase right there. This is reinforcing the program that's now about 40 years old. Think global, act local. I can assure you that becoming global local is the antithesis of this concept, acting globally or locally, whether acting globally or locally. Whether acting globally or locally, they take a trusted decision information infrastructure for mitigation of and adaption to climate change. Now, this is just the opening sentences here on this website, but it really lays out the platform, if you will, the fundamental basic principles of these eco-Nazis and this concept of becoming green and in living in this sustainable development. All of this kind of thinking is necessary to support it, but as you'll see, as we've said about every ism, environmentalism being no different, if you dig deep enough and long enough and stir around, you'll find their faith statement, and here we're finding a little bit of that. And then you'll find founders And we'll talk about their partners in a moment. But here's their solution, the challenge and the solution. See, it never does any good. As we like to say on this broadcast, knowledge may be power, but it's only powerful when it's combined with action. And we need to understand that as globalism transitions from global to local, we need to become vocal local, saying no, blocking and stopping this globalist agenda right where we are. In our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. See, it's the nemesis of globalism. But here's the solution they offer. Creating a global nervous system to sense, predict, and act. You think about all the, what do they call them, routers and hubs and all of that? I know so little about how the internet works that I'm lucky to be able to log on properly in the morning. And I really don't have time to go into it as far as learning all the coding and all of that. There's so many out there that really know this stuff. I think I have something different to offer. But here's the solution. Creating a global nervous system to sense, predict, and act. I do understand electronic drafting. Pretty good at it. Pioneered it, largely. And I know what you can do with a computer mapping system, especially when you can work with multiple layers and you can bring data in on multiple layers and you just start stacking it up and stacking it up. And by being able to zoom in and zoom out and all of this sort of stuff, mapping, cartography, and planning, land use planning, and social planning, and economic planning, all this can be happening simultaneously, running on multiple layers. If your computing system is powerful enough, and we have those computers today, so far and away advanced from the 386 and 486 processors I was working on back in the 80s and 90s. But this lack of creating a global nervous system to sense, a global nervous system, all right, Mother Gaia, and we're outfitting her with all of these little g god men, human attributes, creating a global nervous system to sense, predict, and act. And I've talked about the FEMA's all-hazard mitigation planning program. Starts with the 9-11, 9-1-1, pick up the telephone, two-year-old can call in. Oh, it's so affordable. It's just going to be when they tax the, put a sales tax gain on to get to finance it and build their fusion centers and their call centers. It's so affordable. It just costs you as much as a pair of tennis shoes, maybe a few hamburgers. I don't know about you, but I can no longer afford to eat hamburgers out, nor would I desire to do so. And tennis shoes run me somewhere in the neighborhood of $70, $80, and I just am not interested in buying them. I'd rather buy some good leather shoes. But anyway, this lack implies that we need a new way to make collaboration possible. All right, flying blind in a complex and volatile world, this lack implies that we need a new way to make collaboration possible. This is why Y2K came along in the first place, to make all of the globe interconnected and interoperable, bringing on new computing systems, new software systems, connecting them to the internet and the intranet, I guess. But again, this lack implies that we need a new way to make collaboration possible. In many ways, the solution lies literally at our fingertips. In other words, the computer. The skin that covers our bodies provides information from sensors distributed throughout the body. Nerve endings in the skin gather sensory information and transmit it through the central nervous system for processing. The body responds with appropriate remedial action to regulate and adapt to change.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com. Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Yet we've returned once again, talking about planetary skin. We're talking about going into this new GIS, GPS, global governance system. We're talking about the revolution in the air, encouraging you to be a part of this great struggle that we're dealing with right now. But let's continue from the homepage of the www.planetaryskin.org website. Off the homepage, it says, Planetary Skin can be thought of as a nervous system. Now, what does the nervous system actually do? Doesn't it connect the brain with all of the organs in the body, all the way out to the smallest of cells and down to DNA? That's what this system largely is all about. It's connecting the brains, if they have any left in their inbred selves, with every grain of sand and every blade of grass and every hair on your head. Think about that. The nervous system covering the entire planet and providing a research and development platform for open collaboration between the public, private, academic, and NGO sectors. These are the stakeholders, the actors on the big stage. Remember, the public is not you. The public is local government. Private, unfortunately, is not you so much. It's the corporations, the legal fictions, and academic. Of course, they are the worm that turns the apple. Worm that's turning in the apple, eating out our substance. mentally, morally, physically, and socially, and have been doing so since Sidney and Beatrice Webb came up with this idea of the land-grant colleges. And we started to find words in our state constitutions along the lines of free and gratuitous education, mandatory, to be provided to all, and none shall escape. And through my lifetime, the transition from a time when someone with skill and talent could seek employments that today are closed to them unless they happen to possess a degree. And I don't know how many times I've responded to advertisements locally where a degree is requested. And you ask the potential employer, what degree did you want? A degree in what? Well, any degree would be fine. We would like to see someone with a bachelor degree. What, a bachelor's degree in underwater basket weaving would somehow or another qualify me to work for the health department? They don't really care what the degree is. They just want to make sure that you've been there for 16 years in the indoctrination system. You don't get it all. You don't get the full meal deal with just a high school diploma. Anyway, it will again collect data from space, airborne, maritime, terrestrial, and people-based sensor networks. What is a people-based sensor network? And other sources of structured and unstructured data. It will model, predict, analyze, and report in a standardized, usable format over an open and adaptable cloud platform. We've talked about clouds now. Up on the clouds, right? Oracle's up in the clouds. An adaptable cloud platform that is governed, global governance, as a global public good. The greatest good for the greatest number. Global governance, the GIS, GPS, global governance system. Today, a vast amount of data is collected daily from millions of sources across the globe, say billions of sources across the globe, and then stored in millions of disparate silos. The proliferation of additional data created by the Internet of Things. Oh my, we got to stop now, don't we? I'm talking about Martin Buber when we were studying the symposium, Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth, held in Princeton back in 1955, where we found out about Martin Buber and his I-thou-I-it relationship. As man moved away from I-thou, in other words, the Creator and all things created, versus the I-it, Gaia, Earth, materialism, and all of that. There it is. It's in here as well. But all of these millions of disparate silos, the proliferation of additional data created by the Internet of Things. Where all sensors and machines that can be IP-enabled will be. Where all sensors and machines that can be IP-enabled will be. That would be your refrigerator. Talking to the smart grid, that would be your garbage disposal, your heating and cooling system. Perhaps even your doorbell would report whenever it's been rung. Certainly your telephone is talking to them all the time. Your thermostats in your house, etc. Even a can of vegetables coming in. Maybe a garment that you purchased up to Wally World that has a little tracking chip in it, and as soon as it comes inside, it talks to your, I don't know, maybe it talks to the chips in your computer and lets them know that the garment is now in your home. So the problem is not the amount of data. It is that the data is isolated from other data and inputs and cannot provide meaningful insights for decision-making and action within proper local context. And as we spoke of and have going to continue to talk about, when we look in our study of law, choices and actions, personal property, action, and action in law. It's this transition from unalienable rights to inalienable rights, the idea that you can lose those rights. They can be a lien. They can be liened through a process of law, a chosen action. So there is this. If you'll go up and look at it, you'll find quite a bit more information about us, the R&D challenges, partners, the Institute, news, and resources. We'll just go from there to the next level of this. Understanding that in order for this to be made widely acceptable, it has to pass through the hands of the academicians. It needs to go out across the media. It needs to find its way to Hollywood. It needs to get into the YouTube. It needs to be in all of these places. But here, this is about teaching climate change, a resource for teachers and students. Indoctrination begins at home, but it carries on after Montessori school, right into your kindergartens. Remember the information and control division that we've spoken of in the past, Bertram Schaffner, in occupied Germany, where they asked the question, at what stage shall we interdict in the life of a child? Shall we meet the child when he comes into kindergarten? Should we meet the child in its mother's arms? Or shall we meet the child before it's been born or conceived in the parent? At what point does the state begin to inalienate rights? This off the website, teachingclimatechange.com.au, out of Australia, down under, getting more down under than this. This resource has been compiled by staff at the Australian Institute in conjunction with high school teachers and university academics who work in the field of climate change. The Australia Institute is a not-for-profit public interest think tank based in Canberra. For more information, see our website at www.tai.org.au. Funding for the project was generously provided by the Australian Ethical Investment Limited. Ethics, as opposed to morality, ethics. These modules, or the modules, will be best suited to teachers in the humanities. Humanities, Auguste Comte, the Catechism for the Positive Religion, the Positive Religion of Humanity, Humanity, capital H there, by the way, in the Republic of the West, sociology, he coined the phrase, created the science, Auguste Comte, C-O-M-T-E, check him out. The modules will be best suited to teachers in the humanities, namely in the studies of society and environment, geography, and economics. Well, we'll pick it up on the other side of this top of the hour break and begin our homeschool class on climate change. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, February the 23rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday, as reliable as a German train, as on time as a Swiss watch. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts, always with good news, hard facts, and workable solutions. This morning we're going to continue in the second hour here what we began in the first, and that is our learning about what is a planetary skin and what is really going on with this climate change thing, and how deep does this programming run? It's no surprise that a mother or a father, when they take Johnny and Jane to the school bus for the first year in public schools, might weep. Not so much that they realize that little John and Jane are growing up, but weep if they knew what they were doing to their children by sending them to an indoctrination camp, separating them forever from the guidance of their parents, condemning them to ignorance and slavery. Weep on, parents. Homeschool your children if you can. That would be my advice. But anyway, that analogy I heard over the weekend from another host, and it was very, very gifted. I hope it strikes you about the way it struck me. Weep on, parents. Look what you're doing to your children. And look what has been done to us. Now here, this is a training module, a series of modules, again, developed in a think tank in Australia in conjunction with high school teachers and university academics who work in the field of climate change. They work in the field of climate change. Propagandists, Edward Bernays' public relations campaigns. These modules will be best suited to teachers in the humanities, namely in the studies of society and environment, and boy, you need to study those two out very carefully, geography and economics, modules 1, 2, and 9, which cover the science and impacts of climate change and nuclear energy, will also provide useful background for science teachers, appropriate for the students in years 9 and 10. That would be, what is that, 9 and 10? That would be freshman and sophomore. Each module is designed for a discrete class of around 50 minutes. A discrete class. Don't tell the parents. Don't let anyone know. Your children are in school and they have these discrete classes. Little poison pills dropped into their brains. Or possibly longer if the student activities are undertaken in detail. Module 6, which looks at the economics of climate change, is specifically targeted at students studying economics in year 11. That would be juniors in high school. Economics. Didn't know they taught economics in junior, or excuse me, as a junior in high school. This series aims to provide teachers and students with accurate information about climate change. Oh, really? Rather than providing detailed classroom activities, nevertheless, each module concludes with suggested questions and exercise for the students. As will be clear, the activities are not exhaustible, are not exhaustive, and we encourage teachers to expand on the activities suggested as they see fit. And God help you if you just happen to get one of these green weenies for a teacher, right? They'll take your children right on out to Gaia worship before they get them home that night. But there's these modules. Module 1 is the science of climate change. I'll just read you the headings, then we'll go look at one of them. Module 1, the science of climate change. In this module, students will learn about the Earth's climate system and the greenhouse effect. Students will use critical thinking skills to evaluate information and to draw conclusions. Critical thinking skills. Well, we'll be right. Stay with me.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, February the 23rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Now in our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast, we come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. There is an opportunity for you to interact in the broadcast if you like. You can call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. However, we've got a whole gob and a bunch of material to go through today, so please, if you do call in, be on point, on topic. I'd like to give a big shout out to the audiences of Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, now joining us on air. I certainly thank you for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to our local listening audiences. And again, your calls are welcome at 866-841-1065, as we do on this broadcast so often. It's more of a, I like to think of it as a homeschool classroom. There are other broadcasts out there that have been preaching power pablum for years, but they rarely ever come around to solutions, and we try to be solution-driven here. Part of what we need to do is to understand that if we continue along the same path that we've been on these past 10, I'll just say 10 years and more, that we are likely to just get more and more mired in the mud. But there's things happening at the local level that if you don't interact, if you don't become vocal local, first of all, you'll never know about. Second of all, we'll just continue, as they say, all things continue as they were. And teaching climate change, a resource for teachers and students. We started out talking about planetary skin. What's that? In our little homeschool classroom. And now we're looking at a resource guide that was put together for teaching climate change to the students in Australia. And as they say, what happens in Australia is going to happen in the United States shortly thereafter. After all, the sun never sets on the British Empire, right? Continuing, these modules, once again, will be suited to teachers in the humanities, namely in the studies of society and environment, geography, and economics. It's also appropriate for students as juniors in high school studying economics, and the series aims to provide teachers and students with accurate information about climate change. And you listen as we go through this information and judge its accuracy based on the things you've learned browsing on the internet and listening to alternative media sources like this. Rather than providing detailed classroom activities, nevertheless, each module concludes with suggested questions and exercises for the students. Now here, module number one, the science of climate change. In this module, students will learn about the Earth's climate system and the greenhouse effect. Students will use critical thinking skills to evaluate information and to draw conclusions about the causes of climate change. Now, ask yourself this question. We've heard about the large number of students graduating out as functionally illiterate from high school in California. Think about this one. What is the percentage in your own school district of students that drop out and don't complete high school? Where did they start to find these critical thinking skills? Do they possess them? Some, perhaps. Not very many. Module number two, the impacts of climate change. In this module, students will learn to assess the impacts of human-induced climate change on the natural environment. They will also learn about the relationship between human activities and complex ecosystems. As they say, who's going to watch the watchers? Who will watch the watchers? Are the educators any better educated than the students? Or are they, again, themselves a product of a long train of abuses to their minds? Oh, yeah. When Aldous Huxley wrote his Brave New World and Brave New World Revisited, I really value the Brave New World Revisited. He spoke on this. Those that have 2,000 hours of social sciences under their belt believe that they actually are competent and qualified to guide the planet, to be our overseers. But who oversees the overseers? Obviously, these modules are intended as much to indoctrinate the teacher as the student. Module 3, Australia's emissions. In this module, students will learn about Australia's greenhouse gas emissions and how Australia compares to other countries. They'll also learn to identify relevant data sources for a problem or question that can be tested and researched, and to justification, not empirical science here, justifications, why particular types of data or information are to be collected, to justify why particular types of data or information are to be collected. International Negotiations, Module 4. In this module, students will learn to recognize the role of science in providing information about issues being considered in the world today. In doing so, they will learn about the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And we saw that Ivo de Boer stepped down this week. And the Kyoto Protocol, which, fortunately, one of the most gifted things that Jorge Bush ever did was not to sign on to that. Module 5, the ethics of climate change. In this module, students will learn about our responsibility to conserve, protect, and maintain the environment for the future, always for the future. I certainly believe in wise use, but I would condemn anyone that would advocate no use. I think the farmer's boot heels are the best fertilizer. Those in the think tanks rarely ever soil their feet, sully their body. Continuing, it says they will consider some of the key ethical questions, including who is responsible for the damage caused by climate change and who will suffer most from the effects of climate change. Again, rocks have more rights than people, as Hal Anthony says. Who is responsible for the damage caused by climate change? Assuming that man has the ability to damage and cause climate change, but who's responsible? But again, reinforcement of this concept of responsibility as opposed to accountability. We can all understand that General Electric and Caterpillar and others, DuPont and others, are responsible for the degradation of their quote-unquote environment around them. But who will step forward and hold them accountable? Unless there's political will in Congress or in your state houses, who will step forward and hold anyone accountable? Module number 7, forms of energy generation, talks about energy as a resource and the different forms of energy generation. They'll also learn to identify the properties that distinguish renewable energy sources from non-renewable energy sources. Module 8, solutions to reduce Australia's emissions. And Module 9, nuclear energy. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your Liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we go into these modules, and if you recall from the intro here, we were talking about these modules having been designed to be 50-minute discrete classes, indoctrination sessions, if you will, from the change agent, the teacher, to the young mind, impressionable youth. But this first module, the science of climate change, let's go into that, look at it, the weather and the climate, it begins this way. Again, this is written for 10th and 11th graders, your sophomores and juniors in high school. Have you ever wondered why it can rain 1 minute and be sunny the next, but why it is always drier in central Australia than it is on the coast, or you could say Arizona or any place else? The reason is simple. While the weather can change quickly with big variations over a day, the climate changes over much longer time frames. Rainfall patterns do not simply change overnight. So now we're going to introduce these long time frames, and they're drawing accurately a distinction between weather and the climate. Changes in the weather are generally well understood, and despite what many people think, meteorologists are pretty good at predicting what the weather will be the following day. Certainly when they can look at the satellite and things like that. The climate is a different matter. The Earth's climate system is affected by the interaction of different subsystems, such as the atmosphere, the hydrosphere, which is the oceans and rivers, and the biosphere, including the forests, the plants, and the soil. Although individual interactions between, for example, the forest and the atmosphere are well understood, are they? The way all these different subsystems interact is very complex and much harder to understand. Okay, now we're going to go ahead and create complexity. But let's continue. In the past, scientists have had great difficulty understanding and predicting changes in the climate. More recently, reliable evidence has emerged of how these subsystems have interacted to produce past climate changes. Actually, it's past climatic changes. Using complex models that have been improved with sophisticated computer programs,
Come on, Will. You got a better marrying than that.
All of the emails, East Anglia emails, that's what I wanted to say, the East Anglia emails, and think about how all of this complex climate module data had been improved using sophisticated computer programming. Scientists have been able to simulate the weather and the climate and to predict the changes that could follow from human-induced changes
Excuse me. I have a bad habit. I'm trained like a monkey. I use my mouse, and I should have clicked on the page. Anyway, to scroll down, I have to go over here. All right. Let's scroll down just a fuzzy so I can see it. I don't want that. Let me go back over here. Pardon me, folks. This is a very hot little module I'm working in. Okay. Again, that could follow from human-induced changes that may occur. And then they're going to define what is a model and what is a climate model. A model is a set of mathematical equations that represent interactions between various components of a complex system. Models can never capture all of the complexity of a system, like the climate of the or the economy, so there is always some uncertainty remaining. And we can think of the failed socialist system, socialism as a failed social and economic model. We could look at the Keynesian economics model, again, mathematical in nature, faulty. You could look at Darwin's evolutionary theory and see that as a faulty model of creation science, if you will, to give it far more than it deserves. But they do say, then, that the models can never capture all of the complexity. Certainly, green shoots, unexpectedly, you know, all of the information we give out on the economic section in the first 15 minutes of the broadcast. All of these unexpected events. Climate models simulate the interaction between the different subsystems. For example, they can predict to a degree the impact of on the climate if huge tracts of the Earth's forests are destroyed. Can't underline that or emphasize it enough. Because each of these little parts in this six-page module and on the others sews in falsehoods. And they're presented by the teacher as facts. There's always the reason, as Alan Watt says, and then there's the real reason. This is the greenhouse effect, the science of climate change. And I've got so much more I want to cover here. I'm not going to be able to go much beyond this first module. The Earth's atmosphere is like a big blanket that surrounds the globe, keeping humans warm. Now, is it keeping humans warm, or is it actually keeping humans cool? Ask yourself that question. When you think of the moon, for instance, absent a blanket, is it a big block of ice? Is that big happy face on the moon a big block of ice? Or is it a crispy critter? Is the reason why it is so white? Because it's ice? Or is it just as white as the ashes in your wood stove? Does the atmosphere cool the Earth? Or does it heat the Earth? According to this, it says, the Earth's atmosphere is like a big blanket that surrounds the globe, keeping humans warm. And that's why the astronauts that went to the moon had to wear long johns, remember? It was suddenly stripped off. If it was suddenly stripped off the Earth, average temperatures would plummet and everything would freeze. Oh, really? Like a blanket that could be made from a mix of cotton and wool, the Earth's atmosphere is made from a mixture of gases. The main gases are nitrogen, oxygen, and argon. However, there are also trace gases such as carbon dioxide, water vapor, methane, ozone, and nitrous oxide. Buddy, turn on the spigot. I want to talk like a clown. Nitrous oxide. These are called the greenhouse gases because they create a warm environment for the Earth. Do we have an air conditioning system par excellence designed to run with the planet? Or do we have a heater? The greenhouse effect occurs because the sun's shortwave radiation passes through the atmosphere and warms the Earth's surface. It's that shortwave radiation. It's the ions. It's all of the electrical activity being bombarded into the solar system from the sun that prohibits space travel, but they don't want to discuss that here.
you get up out away from the sheltering atmosphere, and you're going to be toast. I'll be a crispy critter. I don't believe anybody's ever been on the moon. I don't think they'll ever get to Mars either. Stand around a nuclear reactor sometime and see how many feet of concrete and lead are necessary to shield that kind of activity. And then think about trying to launch that much concrete and steel and lead into the air just so that you'll be able to exit our atmosphere, the protective covering, and get out there and play with subatomic particles charged and racing through space, heating up every little molecule as you pass through the thermosphere, go into the with the sun.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so returning once again here, and for those that have joined us in this second hour of today's broadcast, I'll remind you, the listeners, that I'm going to be interviewing Elizabeth Steele tomorrow. She's the author of a book titled Living Unplugged. It's a very simple book. It's a very common sense book. It's a definitely a very condensed, tiny little version, or just a snippet, if you will, of the great multi volume series known as the Foxfire books. There's been lots of people that have talked about folklore and folk skills and whatnot, but she's going to be bringing a voice of reason to the audience tomorrow. I hope you will join us for the full 2 hours. I believe she will be with us for the full 2 hours. We'll talk about her book and how you can get a copy for yourself. Back to this discussion, our module here, PDF module, module number one, the science of climate change, the greenhouse effect. This is all the further we're going to go with this series of modules today. But it reads this way: this makes the temperature of the atmosphere and the earth higher than it would be without the presence of the greenhouse gases. And then it has a little figure here. The process is similar to how a greenhouse traps warmth and why the term greenhouse effect has become part of everyday language. Of course, you can remember the Biosphere Project. I interviewed one of the NASA scientists that was inside of that Biosphere Project, and she became pregnant by one of the other NASA astronauts, and they married and they live together still. Anyway, that's what people do when they're in the biosphere. They rut like little human beings procreating, you know, be fruitful and multiply. So they were busy multiplying seeds and everything else. And what she did discover, however, and revealed on air, was that carbon dioxide was a real problem inside the biosphere. Maintaining the carbon dioxide level was difficult. Why? Well, because all of the concrete inside the biosphere was absorbing the carbon dioxide. And so they were trying to think of ways that they could increase the carbon dioxide output of the savanna and the forest, the rainforest, and all their gardens, because the plants weren't doing too well because carbon dioxide in that biosphere was being absorbed by the concrete. So I guess if we're really worried about global warming, maybe we should just pave Arizona. Or, as we've already done, Los Angeles. Anyway, carbon dioxide's not really a fright. The process is similar to how a greenhouse traps warmth, so on and so forth. Some greenhouse gases, such as carbon dioxide, are constantly added to and removed from the atmosphere by natural processes. Of course, they don't describe those natural processes. So the student, the young mind, the functionally illiterate, the deliberately dumbed down young mind could understand where carbon dioxide comes from. They may not even know what carbon dioxide is. However, the recent increase in their concentration and the addition of new gases due to human actions is the driving force of changes in climate that the world is now experiencing. This is a declarative statement. There's no room for doubt. There's no critical thinking skills being questioned here, you know, being brought to play here. This is declarative. This is definitive. It's a done deal. It's as real as gravity, right? Well, that's enough of that. And there's certainly much more that we could go into along that line. But let's go from there. This written in 2010 for students in the 10th and the 11th grades, 9th, 10th, and 11th, freshman, sophomore, and junior in high school. And let's go to something that was written for everyone. Let's go back into the Encyclopedia Americana, published in 1951, a full 60 years before this teaching was made available in public schools in Australia. And we could start in several places quickly. Cosmic radiation. How about that? The cosmic radiation is a radiation consisting chiefly of charged particles of high energy falling upon the Earth from outer space. On the average, about 6 particles are incident in 1 minute upon a square inch just outside the Earth's atmosphere. The average energy per particle is equal to the energy which an electron would receive in falling through a potential difference of about 6,000 million volts. And the total amount of energy received upon the Earth within a given time is approximately equal to that brought to us by starlight. But again, no mention of the beneficial aspect of the atmosphere in shielding all of this stuff. We just want to talk about man-made global warming. But it goes on and expands on that. It says cosmic rays were discovered at the beginning of the present century, in other words, in the early 1900s, in the course of experiments made by various investigators in order to account for the disappearance of electric charge from bodies which were insulated as well as possible. The disappearance
of electric charge from bodies which were insulated as well as possible. Has anybody ever studied the Hutchinson effect? Anyone ever looked into that? Maybe we should dive briefly into quantum theory. The theory devised to account for a series of experimental results, again, this out of the Encyclopedia Americana, available to students in the 50s. I grew up with a set of encyclopedias in our house, Encyclopedia Britannica, 1952. But, again, quantum theory is the theory devised to account for a series of experimental results that have obtained in the study of atomic and electron physics. It's built around the role played by Planck's constant, H, in phenomena on the atomic scale. This constant is sometimes called the quantum constant. And then it goes on and it begins to actually lay out the formula where a young person could study from a mathematical standpoint a beginning course in quantum theory. And it continues and it continues. All right? These are things you can get right out of an encyclopedia if you study them and read them, as I have. Here's a little bit more. We move from cosmic radiation, let's go into cosmogony. It really is fundamental to the discussion. Cosmogony, the term generally used to cover the theories or speculations concerning the origin and development of the various bodies or groups of bodies found in space. Such hypotheses originally were entirely fanciful and represented only processes their originators thought had taken place. You can listen to anyone, read everything, believe nothing until you can prove it in your own research. Because here, to reinforce this idea of scientific materialism, already well instituted in the 1950s, in support of the Darwinian theory, which was then being taught in schools and expanding, here we're sowing the seeds of doubt, thinking of the ancients as being sticks and stones people, instead of people whose writings have been largely redacted or hidden away in the basement of the Vatican or at Oxford Christ Church or in the Smithsonian Institute or in private holdings and private hands. But given that, let's continue. Since the days of Sir Isaac Newton, 1642 to 1727, when at least some of the physical laws have become known, these hypotheses represent scientific attempts to explain the origin and evolutionary processes of the universe in accord with these natural laws. In other words, while observational astronomy gives us the picture of the universe as it is today and the momentary changes that are taking place, cosmogony seeks to project this knowledge into both past and future so that we may infer how things began and how they will end, and as far as possible, the intermediate steps. Or, briefly, cosmogony describes the evolution of the bodies and systems which we study in astronomy. And then it goes on and it talks about the creation myths and things like that. But I find this rather interesting in light of the work done by James McKenney and John Moore and so many others. Now, again, as it has several times in the past decade, coming up again, this discussion of Nibiru, Planet X, preparations being taken by the U.S. government and governments around the world, the seed banks, moving to the high ground, looking out for the floods. It's not because the ice caps are melting, folks. Somebody thinks something's coming from space. Well, is this new information? No. No, it's not. Listen carefully. Planetesimal hypotheses. In the 1900, the Laplacian hypothesis was subjected to a very critical investigation in a series of papers by Forrest Ray Moulton and Thomas Crowder Chamberlain. All the difficulties suggested above, as well as others, were advanced and studied. As a result, they concluded the hypothesis was untenable, and this led to their advancing what is usually called the planetesimal hypothesis. This theory appeared in fairly complete form by 1905, and in some form of or modification is probably as satisfactory as any yet advanced. Excuse me. In its original form, the theory started with a spiral nebula already formed around the sun, our sun, as the nucleus. James Edward Keeler at the Lick Observatory had but recently published his classical work on nebulae. Pick it up with these nebulas, our sun, our solar system, and more lofty ideas on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
This last minute of today's two-hour broadcast, I'm going to talk a little bit now about this Planet X. Planet X. How long has it been known about? How many ideas are out there? Let's go into this a little deeper. We're looking at a theory that was laid out as the planetismal hypothesis in as early as 1905 here. In its original form, the theory started with this spiral nebula, again. James Edward Keeler at the Lick Observatory had but recently published his classical work on nebula, showing that spirals existed by tens of thousands, while in no case could a Laplacian nebula be detected. In other words, as our ability to observe the heavens and the heavenlies has advanced, we have been able to set aside some of the earlier speculations. And again, I encourage you to take a look at the Hutchison effect. It's rather interesting. You might put it in your YouTube browser and find it there. We must also remember that early in the 20th century, we had no idea of what a spiral nebula was. nor of their distances. It's further to be noted that at first the origin of the spiral itself was largely ignored, though it was suggested that the tidal effects of another star passing near the sun was the cause. I'm going to repeat that. It was suggested that the tidal effects of another star passing near the sun was the cause. When the nature of spirals and their sizes were finally determined, it was seen that they were too immense to form so small a thing as the solar system. Hence, no longer can they be used as examples. Now listen up. The form of the hypothesis as given today is as follows. At some time in the remote past, two stars, one of which was the sun, that would be our sun, capital S, and the other we will call X. You get that? 1951, Encyclopedia Americana. And the other we will call X, our sun and X. Planet X, the 10th planet, approached one another, moving in orbits which were certainly hyperbolic. Just how close their passage was is uncertain, but from 5 to 10 solar radii may be about correct. It must also be remembered that the time the bodies spent near together was very brief indeed. Again, if you haven't read James M. McCanney's Comets and Earth Changes, good place to look. Each body produced tides upon the other, which grew to greater heights the nearer the bodies came. Tides. The grew higher the nearer the bodies came. NASA's moving inland to Arizona. CIA, NSA, all them moving into the highlands of Colorado. John Muir talking about a naval briefing encouraging the retirees to move to the Ozark Plateau. Here it should be noted that presumably everything that happened to the sun also happened to X, and therefore two systems should have been formed simultaneously. This apparent fact is ignored in most discussions of the subject. Finally, when the two bodies were nearest, the tidal strain, plus whatever internal forces of expansion were present, was great enough to tear off bodily the upper parts of the two tidal bulges and throw these masses of hot gases out into space. The hypothesis, however, was not limited to a single ejection. More probably, there were several. But for the continued gravitational attraction of X, all the ejected material, which had less than parabolic velocity, would eventually have fallen back into the sun. However, as X was moving in the counterclockwise direction, all such material was given a strong component in the direction X was going, and would thereafter revolve about the sun in orbits with its center as a focus. Talked about that focus yesterday. The foci, the loci, vocalis, localis, become vocal, local. Once the two stars had separated, the region around the sun would be filled with debris from the encounter, torn not only from it, but mingled with what had come from X. And the planet X is said to travel with a debris field that is huge. This would be mostly in the plane defined by the sun's center and containing the orbit of X, though smaller quantities could also be in other planes as well. Some of the slower moving material fell back into the sun, producing the equatorial acceleration. Much of the remainder solidified promptly into planetesimals, which from the first were more crowded in certain localities and which varied greatly in mass. All the original orbits would be very eccentric. They were made more circular as the planetary nuclei, pushing their way through the crowd of smaller debris, picked up large quantities of it, thus increasing their own masses. The same could be said for satellite nuclei. Further, we would expect the more massive planets to have more circular orbits and also to have much lower densities. This last is true since a body of Jupiter's mass probably could from the first retain its hydrogen and other light gases. But one of the mass of Mercury or the Moon would be powerless to do so. In these latter cases, the lighter gases would diffuse away into space, leaving only the heavier ones to be incorporated into the final and completed volume of the bodies in question. The facts that the solar equator is inclined to the average plane of the planetary orbits, and that these latter are themselves not in one plane, are satisfactorily explained. And then it continues, and it talks about the tidal hypothesis that runs with this. And then on into the controversial points, the galaxies and stars, and so much more. And so, as we move into this time period, and more hysteria comes with the advance of 2012, certainly understand the advantages to be gained by having had access to the Bible with all of its prophecies and all of the various prophetic and theological writings in the past. Some 7 established religions on the planet. It would be far more profound if after the next 4 or 5 years, the Bible and all of the books of the Bible were unearthed, than it will be to know that with all of the technology that has been developing over the last 2,000 years, it wouldn't be at all surprising if we don't see miracles and prophecies fulfilled in this next few years, as the Master Blasters would like to put themselves up as the little g god of the planet, sent to planet Earth by the Creator, no doubt. So we've got a lot to think about, and a lot of discernment required, requisite upon us, which only underlines the importance of becoming vocal local right where you are, in your local voting precincts, in your town hall meetings, sharing this information and bringing others to the table here at our little homeroom, homeschool classroom, our internet homeschool classroom, so they can pick up on some of this information and learning, so as to not be deceived. The Bible even says that to deceive even the very elect might even deceive the very elect. Some of these educators and academicians and scientists, the very elect, the elite, the bankers, Jeffrey Immelt, the legislators, and others deceived by the climate change propaganda, as if to deceive even the very elect. It's going to take our powers of discernment, our antennas of discernment have to be run up all the way to the top. We do definitely need to know who we are and whose we are, lest we fall into deception. Study everything carefully. Listen to anyone, read anything, but then set out to prove it for yourself. If we can track back the origins of this Planet X story as a hypothesis, a pretty sound one, but if we can go all the way back with it to 1900s and then find it in the celestial body today, maybe we need to pay attention. I thank you for listening. That's all the time we have for today. And until tomorrow, it's good.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.